USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says efforts to slow the spread of coronavirus are working. The president also says he's been on top of coronavirus from day one.
January 31st, not one person has died, and I issued a travel restriction from China. Think of it. So nobody died, and I issued. You can't get earlier than that. So we have nobody died, and I said, China, you can't come in. I'm sorry. Because I saw what was going on. So then, first mandatory quarantine in more than 50 years, we did. First mandatory in 50 years. The same restrictions that the Democrats and the media called xenophobic.
President Trump also offering his condolences to the South after severe storms ripped through the region. He's also promising FEMA will work with authorities to help everyone clean up. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a compromised immune system, so I've been taking the 3 veggie and 3 fruit for 2 years, and I have not gotten sick. It's unbelievable. I feel like a normal person. I'm not tired. I don't wake up tired. And it's just amazing to me that there's such a difference.
I don't get sick. Everybody around me got the flu this year. My wife had it. My grandkids got it. And I haven't gotten sick at all. My energy level is better. Body aches and pains, I just don't really have them anymore. The pills are incredible, and they're doing me a world of good. So thank you very much for that.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The RNC and the president's reelection campaign are releasing their first quarter figures. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
More than $212 million was raised in the first quarter by the president's reelection campaign and the Republican National Committee. The campaign raising $86 million in February before the coronavirus pandemic started to hamper things. That led to only $63 million being raised last month. The pandemic has led to multiple in-person fundraisers having to be canceled. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The White House is again saying they are not firing Dr. Anthony Fauci, a top member of the Coronavirus Task Force. A statement from White House spokesman Hogan Gidley says the media chatter over the firing is ridiculous. He added Dr. Fauci has been and remains a trusted advisor to the president. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Car insurance customers are in line for $6.5 billion as Americans are driving less due to stay-at-home orders because of the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
As the streets emptied to traffic, claims have dropped, causing a windfall for the insurance companies. Now some are paying their customers back. Doug Heller of the Consumer Federation of America tells us some of the companies are getting good grades like State Farm.
First goes to State Farm, which gets an A. This is the best plan for getting the most money back in a timely manner. State Farm has promised an immediate dividend to customers that accounts for about 25% of premium for the period of March 20th through May 31st.
Others are not making the grade.
GEICO has promised a 15% reduction, but they get a D- because they are requiring customers to renew their policies before they will see savings.
NASCAR driver Kyle Larson issues a video apology and owns up to a racial slur that he said Sunday night during an iRace event.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm sorry. You know, last night I made a mistake and said the word that should never, ever be said. And, yeah, there's no excuse for that. You know, I wasn't raised that way. You know, it's just an awful thing to say. And I feel very sorry for my family, my friends, my partners.
NASCAR and Chip Ganassi Racing have suspended Larson. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.